Hey guys, welcome to the Progressive Vibe Podcast. I'm your host, Dodrick. Today's date is March 6, 2022. This is Season 6, Episode 6, and the title of this episode, The Shifting Tide. So on today's show, we will discuss how the United States political party preferences shifted substantially in 2021, and what key factors might have played a pivotal role in the political shift. To help break that down, I will share an article produced by Gallup News labeled U.S. Political Party Preferences Shifted Greatly During 2021. So it should be a very, very interesting episode today, guys. But before we get into today's main show, a few quick things. I want to thank the listeners for checking out the show as always, liking, sharing, donating to the show. However you choose to show support to the show, it is always greatly appreciated. The Progressive Vibe Podcast would not be what it is today without the listener support. So I always try to make that a first must do when we open the show. Also, you can catch the Progressive Vibe on anywhere you can get your podcast. We should now be on every platform you can get your podcast. So if you have Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Good Pods, etc., we should be on that platform. If you haven't told anyone that you know of that likes to listen to political podcasts, tell them to check out the Progressive Vibe. Hopefully they will not be disappointed. We try to keep this a neutral, balanced show. We are progressives on this show, but we try to keep it fair. So we criticize the Democratic Party. We criticize the Republican Party. We try to hold the B powers or the powers that be in check. So please, if you haven't already, tell them to give the Progressive Vibe Podcast a listen. We have a website you guys can check out if you haven't checked it out already. It's theprogressivevibe.com. Again, that's theprogressivevibe.com. You can get our latest episodes. You can sign up to get every episode to your inbox when we do decide to publish a recording of the podcast. Also, it's a donate button on that page. So if you like to become a monthly subscriber, we already have several subscribers to the show. It's greatly appreciated. You can do that all on the page. If you don't want to become a monthly subscriber, we do have a Cash App tag. That's DottieD92. Again, that's DAHDEE92. Last but not least, before we get into today's show, this podcast is sponsored by Anchor. Anchor is the easiest way to make a podcast. So if I have any listeners out there or you know anyone that want to make a podcast, Anchor is the easiest way to do that. But to learn more about Anchor, go to anchor.fm.com to learn more, to get started on how to make your own podcast. On that note, guys, let's get into today's main show. Guys, welcome to the main show. So let's jump right into this article. This is produced by GallupNews.com, and it reads, U.S. political party preferences shifted greatly during 2021. So I wanted to break this down section by section. Here's the first section. It says, Washington, D.C., on the average American's political party preferences in 2021 looked similar to prior years, with slightly more U.S. adults identifying as Democrats or leaning Democratic, with 46%, than identified as Republicans or lean Republican, with 43%. However, the general stability for the full year average obscures a dramatic shift over the course of 2021 from a 9-point percentage lead Democrats had advantage in the first quarter to a rare 5-point Republican edge in the fourth quarter. It has right here a chart that I wanted to read you guys. And again, I will post this article alongside the podcast so you can check the numbers out for yourselves. But it says U.S. party identification and leaning 2021 quarterly averages. In politics as of today, do you consider yourself a Republican, a Democrat, or independent? If independent as of today, do you lean more the Republican Party or the Democratic Party? So let's start with the Democratic Party first. The first quarter of 2021, Democratic Party had 49% over the Republican Party's 40%. So the Democratic Party, as it said in the article, had a 9-point lead. Well, 2021, the Democrats stayed idle with 49% as the Republican Party upticked with 3 points from 40% to 43%. This was the second quarter of 2021. In the third quarter of 2021, the Democratic Party dropped to 45% as the Republican Party continued to rise with 44%. And the last quarter, which was the fourth quarter of 2021, the Democratic Party took a substantial drop to 42% as the Republican Party rose to 47%. And it goes on to say in the section of the article, these results are based on aggregated data from all U.S. Gallup telephone surveys in 2021, which included interviews with more than 12,000 randomly sampled U.S. adults. Gallup asked all Americans in interviews whether they identify politically as a Republican, a Democrat, or an independent. Independents are then asked whether they lean more towards the Republican or Democratic Party. The combined percentage of party identifiers and leaners gives a measure of the relative strength of the two parties politically. It goes on to say both the 9-point Democratic advantage in the first quarter and the 5-point Republican edge in the fourth quarter are among the largest Gallup has measured for each party in any quarter since it began regularly measuring party identification and leaning in 1991. The Democratic led in the first quarter was the largest for the party since the fourth quarter of 2012, when Democrats also had a 9-point advantage. Democrats held larger double-digit advantages in isolated quarters between 1992 and 1999, and nearly continuously between mid-2006 and early 2009. The GOP has held as much as a 5-point advantage in a total of only 4 quarters since 1991. The Republicans last held a 5-point advantage in party identification and leaning in early 1995 after winning control of the House of Representatives for the first time since the 1950s. Republicans had a larger advantage only in the first quarter of 1991 after the U.S. victory in the Persian Gulf War led by the then President George H.W. Bush. So let's elaborate a little bit on the first section. So as I just gave you guys some context, it was saying in 2021, slightly, but more U.S. adults identified themselves more as Democrats than Republicans. By the fourth quarter in that same year was a rare 5-point swing to the Republican Party. Well, why was this? My take is because Democrats have not kept their promise on issues expressed by not just their constituency, but the American people abroad. And what I mean by that is you have to capture the moment of people. If you have the majority of Americans saying that they agree with your wants to be known agenda that's not anymore, apparently, until things, you know, change otherwise, or we see otherwise. The Biden administration really has no agenda. The Democrats really have no agenda for the last 2 years. And again, you have to take the moment by hand. If you see where you're getting support from, not only your constituency, but independents abroad, then you have to go with that. You have to fill out that process. And that means you have to keep your word on passing voting rights. You have to fight for voting rights. That's pivotal. That's one of the most important things that we can ever even talk about in this country, to be honest with you. Voting is a human right, and people should be able to vote with the ease of mind and don't have to be put through these endless amounts of like circus hoops that you know that the people have to jump through to just vote. You know, we should want a more complete democracy. We should want everyone voting if they choose to do so. You know, if they want to vote for an independent, if they want to vote for a Republican, if they want to vote for a Democrat, that's their right to do so. And we should not exclude people or try to put measures like gerrymandering, for example, in the way of keeping people from voting, because that's obviously not right. Expanding Medicare, that's a huge thing that everybody wants in this country, to have an expansion of Medicare. Healthcare is a human right also. Should not be based on what's your class, how much money you make, what's your race, your gender, any of that. It's your human right. These are fundamental things that are for everyone, because everyone at the end of the day are human beings. We're all trying to live life. We're all trying to continue with a healthy life. And by expanding Medicare would be very, very beneficial, particularly towards the older generation of this country. Addressing climate change, solutions for a healthier planet. We've already expressed how fossil fuels are burning a hole through the planet, and we should result in more cleaner energy driven jobs, or solutions that will create those clean energy jobs down the road. But we have to start doing it. We can't just talk about it and not apply it. We have to actually do that. It's a big section of this country. The majority of this country wants us to be more demanding, more pursuant on a healthier environment. It's just that simple. It should not be an argument over having a more healthier, cleaner planet. I feel like everyone has a agreement on, well, I would want a healthier, cleaner planet for my kids' kids and for the future of the world, right? We have to stop thinking about just ourselves in the moment that we're in, and start actually realizing the bigger picture of things, which the Biden administration have not seemed to take grasp of. And that's unfortunate. And that's why you see these numbers pandering out the way that they are. Also, you know, lowering prescription drug costs. We were just talking about expanding Medicare. You know, that's a part of that expansion. You need to lower prescription drug costs. You know, the Democrats always seem to talk about that, but they don't put measures in place to actually apply that. Raising the minimum wage to an actual living wage. This is stuff that Biden ran on during his campaign. This is stuff that he talked about when he got elected, and still no increase of the minimum wage. You had people within his own party strike it down because they're corrupt politicians. Thus, the Biden administration is going to suffer because they aren't being more forceful, more boldly, acting more urgently in addressing that matter. Now, personally, I feel like Biden should have called them out during the State of the Union address. I don't know if anybody watched the State of the Union address by Biden. Honestly, you really didn't miss anything. It was just, to me, it's just the same old talking points. It's the stuff that he was talking about doing that he has not done yet. And to me, that's infuriating. I wanted to watch it because I wanted to stay informed on, you know, obviously what's going on. But, you know, I thought he did good with addressing the Ukraine and Russia situation, the humanitarian destruction that we're seeing taking place in Ukraine, unfortunately, by Russia. I think he's been pretty good with foreign policy. But when it comes to addressing things here at home, he's not been good. So honestly, you know, side note, for the overall State of the Union address, I give it a C+. It was average. A lot of these State of the Unions, regardless who've been in power, have been average. Because at the end of the day, again, it's just another way to express the talking points, but when it comes down to it, nothing happens. Particularly, nothing happens for the American people that's just trying to live their daily lives. Another thing that the Biden administration could do is federally legalize cannabis. If you want a more of an uptick in your support and your approval of being president, do the thing that's supposed to have been done like years and years ago, which is legalizing cannabis federally. You know, you have people that's running for office that are actually having that as one of their campaign policies, legalizing cannabis. You know, they're advocating for legalization of cannabis. You know, actually start legislating like we're in the 21st century, and maybe you'll see a more positive result within the Democratic Party. But you don't see that. You see the reverse. You see people, independents, frankly, going to the shifting to the Republican Party. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to continue to break down more of this. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. Welcome back. This is the second section of the article. The title says, 2021 shifts occurred among both core party identifiers and less attached leaners. So it goes on to say the shifts in the party affiliation in each quarter of 2021 were apparent in both the percentage identifying with each party and the percentage of independents leaning to each party, but with more changes among leaners than identifiers. Between the first and fourth quarters, the percentage of Democratic identifiers decreased by 2 points, while the percentage of Democratic leaning independents dropped 5 points. Republican identification increased by 3 points from the beginning to the end of 2021, while Republican leaners increased by 4 points. So as you see, the identifiers and the leaning independents of the Democratic Party decreased, while the Republican people who identify with the Republican Party, particularly the Republican leaners, increased by the end of 2021. Again, rare, but it happened within that same year. Here's another chart I wanted to share with you guys that expressed some more of this. So this is changes in party identification and leaning by quarter 2021. In politics, as of today, do you consider yourself a Republican, a Democrat, or an independent? As of today, do you lean more to the Democratic Party or the Republican Party? So let's start with the Democratic Party. So the first quarter of 2021, it says Democrats had 30%. Again, this is changes in party identification and leaning by the quarter of 2021. You had Democrats at 30%, Democratic leaning independent at 19%. You had non-leaning independents at 10%. You had Republican leaning independents at 15%. And you had Republican at 25%. So that first quarter looked pretty well for Democrats. Let's go on to the second quarter of 2021. The Democrat increased by 1%, which gave them 31%. Democratic leaning independent, 18%. It took 1% drop from the first quarter. Non-leaning independents, 5%. So that dropped actually 5 points. The Republican leaning independent rose 2 points to 17% in the second quarter of 2021. And 26% Republican in the second quarter of 2021. That is a 1% increase from 2021, the first quarter. So as you see, the first and the second quarter, Democrats kind of stay idle as the Republican Party seems to slightly grow. So let's go to the third and fourth quarter of 2021. Here's the third quarter of 2021. It says Democrat 28%. So it shows them dropping. Democrat leaning independent 17%. Continue to drop. Non-leaning independent 8%. So that actually increased by 3% from the second quarter of 2021. Republican leaning independent 16%, pretty much stayed the same. Republican 28%, that grew 2% from the second quarter of 2021. Again, this is the third quarter of 2021 that I just read you. Here is the fourth quarter of 2021, the last. It says Democrats 28%, again, stays idle. Democrat leaning independent, 14%. Again, is steadily decreasing. Non-leaning independent, 9%. So it pretty much stayed idle. Republican leaning independent, 19%. It grew 3 points from the third quarter of 2021. And Republican, 28%. So it stayed idle from the third quarter to the fourth quarter of 2021. But predominantly grew more so than the Democratic Party in that same year. It goes on to say Democrats usually hold an advantage and did so in 2021. When all the 2021 shifts are netted out, the Democrats average 3 points advantage for the entirety of the year is only slightly smaller than they had in recent years. Democrats held 5 or 6 point advantages in party affiliation each year between 2016 and 2020, and 3 point edges in 2014 and 2015. Gallup began regularly measuring party leaning in 1991, and in most years, significantly more Americans have identified as Democrats or as independents who lean Democratic than as Republicans or Republican leaners. The major exception was 1991, when Republicans held a 48% to 44% advantage in party identification and leaning. From 2001 through 2003, and in 2010 and 2011, the parties had roughly equally levels of support. This is section 3, and it says independents are still the largest political group in the U.S. It goes on to say, regardless of which party has an advantage in party affiliation, over the past three decades, presidential elections have generally been competitive, and party control over the U.S. House of Representatives and Senate has changed hands numerous times. This is partly because neither party can claim a very high share of core supporters, those who identify with the party, as the largest proportion of Americans identify initially as political independents. Overall, in 2021, an average of 29% of Americans identified as Democrats, 27% as Republicans, and 42% as independents, roughly equal proportions of independents lean to the Democratic Party, 17%, and to the Republican Party, with 16%. The percentage of independent identifiers is up from 39% in 2020, but similar to the 41% measured in 2019. Gallup has often seen a decrease in independents in a presidential election year and an increase in the year after. The broader trend toward an increasing share of political independence has been clear over the past decade, with more Americans viewing themselves as independents than did so in the late 1980s through 2000s. At least four in 10 Americans have considered themselves independents in all years since 2011, except for the 2016 and 2020 presidential election years before 2011, independent identification had never reached 40%. The bottom line, the year 2021 was an eventful one in politics. After a similar event, 2020, that also saw major shifts in party preferences, in early 2021, Democratic strength reached levels not seen in nearly a decade. By the third quarter, those Democratic gains evaporated as Biden's job approval declined. The political winds continued to become more favorable to Republicans in the fourth quarter, giving the GOP an advantage over the Democrats, largely larger than any they had achieved in more than 25 years. Just think of that. I'm gonna read that again. The political winds continued to become more favorable to Republicans in the fourth quarter, giving the GOP an advantage over Democrats larger than they have ever achieved in more than 25 years. The final monthly survey of 2021 showed that parties at roughly even strength, although that still represents a departure from the historical norm of the Democratic parties having at least a slight advantage in party affiliation, with control of the House of Representatives and a Senate at stake in this year's midterm elections, party preferences will be a key indicator of which party will be better positioned to gain majorities in the next session of Congress. So I wanted to share this last graphic with you guys. This is party identification annual averages 1988 through 2021. So it says, in politics as of today, do you consider yourself a Republican, a Democrat, or an independent? I wanted to give you guys the independent percentage in this section because I wanted to show you guys the uptick in more independent voters throughout the years here in the United States. So it has in 1988, the independent support was about 33%. Well, through 2001, it stayed 33%. 2006, it grew to 34%. 2011, it grew to 40%. By 2012, it grew to 43%. It took a little bit of a tumble in 2016 to 39%. And now here in 2021, it's back up to 42%. So nonetheless, it's been a continued uptick in independent voters. And again, you know, why are independents still the largest political group in the U.S.? I believe independent thought when it comes to politics in general is a good thing. That's just me. I don't allow myself to get too involved in talking points within the Democratic Party or the Republican Party. I actually look for substantial results. I want to see action being taken. And yes, you're going to see a drop off. I'm talking about the Democratic Party in this particular instance. You're going to see a drop off with independent voters when you don't hold up with what you were saying on the campaign trail. You're going to see a drop off. And the same thing with the Republican Party. When you have more independent thinkers in the political process, to me, it does a justice. Because you have to use your own independent thought on these matters. Yes, are the matters that you're agreeing with, are they helpful? Are they beneficial towards all Americans, whether they're black, white, whatever? Are the policies that you're agreeing with, does it just cater the rich, you know, rich section of the country, or does it actually cover everyone under one umbrella? And the independent voters seem to want more progressive measures within the United States, policies to be more specific, legislation. But when you have a party who has campaigned on that, who have said that time and time again and don't deliver on that, then you're going to see a drop off within their party affiliation. And that's why I'm so thankful that we have a uptick and independent voters, because you have to hold both parties accountable. You just do. If you don't hold both parties accountable, you can never get a true sense of democracy. You know, back then you could sell people a bunch of goods and not worry about having to keep your promise. Well, not anymore. This is the 21st century. A more independent base of voters does good for both parties. Again, as I said, because it has the opportunity to hold more responsibility on the issues that they campaign for. It's just that simple for the politicians out there. We have to get beyond party infighting to seek out the real problem. And honestly, the real problem is corruption between the two parties. That's where the real problem lies in. When you have politicians who only look out for their special interests and not the interests of the American people. People will always have disagreements or different beliefs when it comes to certain political elements. That's fine. But when you have an opportunity to set in motion what type of policies the majority of Americans want, as a party, you have to capitalize on the moment. And right now, the party that is in charge is not capturing that moment. When we come back, guys, we will have the social media break of the show. Stay tuned, and we will be right back. Hey, guys, welcome to the social media break of the show. Reading a few like tweets from Twitter that caught my eye. I hope you do enjoy. The first one's here from Bernie Sanders. He says, super large yachts have become the status symbol of the billionaire class, and Russian oligarchs are not the only people who own them. While half of our people work paycheck to paycheck, members of the American oligarchy spend hundreds of millions to build their very own yachts. I think Bernie summed it up perfectly right there when it comes to the class war that's not just here in the United States, but throughout the world. And it's hitting home regardless of what part of the world you're in, because it's not just about politics. It's about humanity. It's about human dignity. It's about addressing the humanitarian crisis that we have here in the United States and for my international brothers and sisters. And what we see and take place in Ukraine and Russia is devastating. My heart goes out to the Ukrainians. My heart goes out to the Russian people who are demonstrating anti-war protests against their authoritarian leader, Vladimir Putin. It takes courage to do what the Ukrainian people are doing. It takes bravery, and you have our gratitude here from the Progressive Vibe. Matter of fact, the Progressive Vibe actually released a statement on our Facebook page. If you want to hear what we said about the situation, you can go to The Progressive Vibe on Facebook to read our statement. I just want to say, on behalf of the Ukrainians, we stand in full solidarity with you. And again, we here stand in full solidarity with the Russian people who are demonstrating that they don't want any type of war with the Ukrainians. There's a bigger picture and I want to be able to share my thoughts, but not actually go into detail about it. I've read numerous articles, but you know, the spread of misinformation is very, very easy to get into out here in the internet world. And I want to be able to have the Ukrainians and the Russians to actually report the people who are actually on the ground, who is experiencing that, to actually report what's going on in their country. Because I think that they know more than what I do. And I think that they're more capable of sharing the actual details of what's going on within the situation there. Next tweet. This is by Nina Turner. She says, corporate politicians aren't the solution to corporate greed. They're the cause. And, you know, we were talking about that a little bit in the main show. You know, it's so much corruption going on within Washington, D.C. It's just sad to see, because at the end of the day, it's the American people who are the ones that's getting screwed. And we have to be able to take money out of politics. Because if you don't take money out of politics, you're not going to get the people who want to be in office for the right reasons. When you go into office for a financial incentive and not from a sense of just wanting to do the right thing and care about people, then you have a conflict of interest. That's a public servant job. You have a public service job. And there's so many politicians that are in office that, quite frankly, don't give a damn about their constituents. And it's sad to see. Let's see. We're already at 5 minutes. Man, that flew by so fast. Let's do one more here. J.R. Jackson says on Twitter, I could go on about sports and the NBA forever, but most of the folks that follow me aren't on the same track. Guess it's the downside of doing so much politics. And I, you know, I agree with that. You know, I have, you know, people who follow me on Twitter. I have a group of people on Twitter that like sports, and a group of people that really don't really talk about sports that much, that, you know, talks more about politics. And I guess that is the downside of it, because, you know, politics and sports honestly go hand in hand. But when we talk about, when we start to get more in depth of politics and the root of politics, obviously it's more than just incorporating sports within it. You know, but I love sports. I love talking about sports. I love NBA. I love the NFL. I like college football. I'm a real big college football fan. But, you know, it would be nice if we had more episodes on the Progressive Vibe that were more lighthearted. But unfortunately, during the times that we're in right now, you know, that's not the case. But you have to have hope that news will be more lighthearted. People will actually start being able to benefit from their government, and everyone within this country would start being able to live the true definition of the American dream. And we can start incorporate more fun, happy, you know, stories within politics, because it's needed. It's been long overdue. And you know, I'm down to talk sports any day. If I have any listeners of the show that like to talk about sports, I'm your guy. Get at me. Except for the Cowboy fans, except for the Auburn Tiger fans. but you know who you are that listen to the show. But on that note, guys, we're going to end this social media break. It was fun. When we come back, we will close out the show. Stay tuned, and we will be right back. Hey guys, welcome back to the show. That's going to wrap up today's episode, The Shifting Tide, on the Progressive Vibe Podcast. I want to thank everybody for tuning in today. Hope you tune in next week for a brand new episode, season 6, episode 7. Thank you to the listeners of the show for making what the Progressive Vibe is today. You are the Progressive Vibe. We will continue to progress together. If you want to learn more about the show, to get in contact with me, you can do this all on the website, theprogressivevibe.com. Again, theprogressivevibe.com. You can get our latest episodes. You can learn more about the host. You can donate to the show, etc. You can also reach me on Twitter at Dottie_Vibe. That's DODI_VIBE. We reached our goal of 1K plays. So I want to thank the listeners for making that happen. You truly are the best. And I can't wait to see what we have in store for the future. I have no doubt in my mind that we will make substantial change in this country. Nonetheless, guys, until next week, everyone have a great rest of your weekend. Have a great week. We will see you back next Sunday. Until then, stay positive, stay progressive, and I'll catch you guys in the next one. Peace and love.